President Bush today turns his attention to an important domestic priority. The president outlines his proposal for a prescription drug benefit in Medicare during a speech to the American Medical Association. The president's plan would cover all the elderly, but would generously reward those in managed care. Only 1 in 8 Medicare beneficiaries is in managed care now, and the president's plan could encourage many more to join. Yet managed care companies aren't sure they want the added business. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
To understand why managed care companies are lukewarm about expanding their Medicare business, consider the ups and downs of their history with the program. Beginning in the mid-1980s, many HMOs got into the Medicare business. William Boyles, editor of Health Market Survey, says that's because the government's payment rate was going up every year by a healthy 5 to 7%.
That was about what medical care was increasing at the same time. The whole program was growing by leaps and bounds until 1997, and then the whole thing sort of self-destructed.
In a bid to balance the federal budget, the government passed a law in 1997 that drastically reduced its payments to most Medicare HMOs. The government said HMOs in many parts of the country had been overpaid and they weren't covering their fair share of the sick elderly. HMO executives don't deny that the pool of seniors they insured was disproportionately healthy. But after the rates were reduced, they say, they could no longer afford the relatively generous benefits with which they'd wooed seniors. They say they also couldn't afford to pay competitive rates to doctors and hospitals, and soon many doctors and hospitals stopped accepting HMO patients. William Boyle says Medicare became a liability for HMOs.
When they reported their financial results each quarter to Wall Street, their profitability was starting to be cut into because of Medicare. It became obvious that this was not a viable product in many markets across the United States.
More than 1 million elderly Americans have lost their HMO coverage since the year 2000 as insurers have pulled out. By the end of last year, only 12% of Medicare beneficiaries were in Medicare HMOs, and the number is expected to keep falling. Jeff Goldsmith of the consulting firm Health Futures says HMOs had learned an important lesson. A long-term business relationship with the federal government carries huge financial risk.
Federal government runs huge deficits, then it has surpluses, then it has deficits again. And when the government runs deficits, how do you balance the budget? Well, you balance the budget by cutting payment to healthcare providers.
It's against this backdrop of sharply reduced government payments that HMO executives will evaluate the president's plan. They say if the government wants to put more seniors in HMOs by giving them good drug benefits, it has to sweeten the pot for the companies as well. Howard Fansteel is CEO of Pacific Care Health Systems, one of the largest Medicare HMOs in the nation.
Our investors would be looking not for a quick fix from Congress, but a true reform that laid out reimbursement mechanisms that were predictable, clearly understood, and constructed in a way that would keep pace with medical inflation over a period of at least 5 to 10 years.
In other words, Pacific Care won't expand its Medicare HMO business with or without a drug benefit until there's big money on the table, much more than the Bush administration is proposing to spend on the HMO part of the package right now. William Boyles of Health Market Survey says many HMO executives he's talked to are hoping that protests from consumer groups will kill the Bush administration's Medicare proposal before they have to deal with its business consequences. Boyles says if history is any guide, it's almost a given that the drug benefit will cost more than what the government budgets for it.
The way the HMO payments are created in 1997, any shortfall in Medicare funding generally reduces HMO rates. So HMOs are directly at risk of any mess-up by Congress in terms of adding a drug benefit. If that program doesn't work, then HMO rates would be cut even more.
Publicly, HMO executives are more politic about Medicare reform, and the reason may be this. Medicare may not be the source of big profits right now, but HMOs can't ignore demographics. Leonard Schaefer is chairman and CEO of WellPoint Health Networks. He once headed the Medicare program.
It will be, at the end of this decade, the growth opportunity in our entire society. As the baby boomers age, they will have most of the wealth, and the first thing that they will consume is healthcare services.
The government projects there will be 47 million Americans in the Medicare program by 2010 and 76 million by 2030. And unlike today's seniors, who have been wary of managed care Medicare, boomers will embrace it, says Howard Fansteel of Pacific Care.
Chances are 93% of us baby boomers have already had several years' experience in managed care, whereas existing seniors have grown up and worked during periods where they were in indemnity coverage.
That's the traditional fee-for-service system, still the norm in Medicare. If the government can change its policies to make Medicare profitable again, HMO executives say they see a big opportunity. They say they'll jump back in. But the changes they want are far bigger than anything the president unveils today. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.